जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जसुदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसुदानंदन जसुदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसु जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा बोलो जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय कृष्णा बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद् अभयचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की। इस्कन फाउंडर आचार्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की। समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की, वृंदादेवी तुलसी महारानी की, जुग धर्म हरि नाम संकीर्तन की, ताई गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 34-37। द स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स सब्जेक्ट टेक्स्ट 34, देयर इज नो पर्पस टिल 37, सो विल रीड द ट्रांसलेशन, द वर्स रिटन हियर ऑन 34, वी कैन रीड दैट टू। ततः परस्तात् लोकालोकनाम अचलः लोक अलोक्यः अंतराले परितः उपक्षिप्तः। ट्रांसलेशन, देयर आफ्टर बियॉन्ड द ओशन ऑफ स्वीट वाटर एंड फुली सराउंडिंग इट इज ए माउंटेन नेम्ड लोकालोक विच डिवाइड्स द कंट्रीज that are full of sunlight and from those not lit by the sun. Text 35. Yavat manasottara, the verse is not here. Okay, the translation I will read only. Beyond the ocean of sweet water is a tract of land as broad as the area between the middle of Mount Sumeru and the boundary of Manasottara mountain. In that tract of land, there are many living beings. Beyond it, extending to Lokaloka mountain, is another land which is made of gold. Because of its golden surface, it reflects light like the surface of a mirror. And any physical article that falls on that land can never be perceived again. All living entities, therefore, have abandoned that golden land. Text 36. Between the lands inhabited by the living entities and those that are uninhabited stands the great mountain which separates the two and which is therefore celebrated as Lokaloka. Text 37. स लोकत्रयान्ते परित ईश्वरेण विहितो जस्मात् सूर्यादिनां ध्रुवापवर्गाणां ज्योतिर्गणानां गभस्तयोर् अर्वाचिनां स्त्रीलोकानां वीतन्वाना च कदाचिन् पराचिना भिवितु मुत्सहन्ते तावत् उन्हनयमानः। ट्रांसलेशन, by the supreme will of Krishna, the mountain known as Lokaloka has been installed as the outer border of the three worlds, Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka and Swaloka. To control the rays of the sun throughout the universe, all the luminaries from the sun up to Dhruvaloka distribute their rays throughout the three worlds, but only within the boundary formed by this mountain, because it is extremely high, extending even higher than Dhruvaloka. It blocks the rays of the luminaries, which therefore can never extend beyond it. Purport. When we speak of Lokatraya, we refer to the three primary planetary systems, Bhu, Bhuva and Swaha, into which the universe is divided. Surrounding these planetary systems are the eight directions, namely east, west, north, south, northeast, southeast, northwest, and southwest. Lokaloka mountain has been established as the outer boundary of all the lokas to distribute the rays of the sun and other luminaries equally throughout the universe. This vivid description of how the rays of the sun are distributed throughout the different planetary systems of the universe is very scientific. Sukadeva Goswami described these universal affairs to Maharaj Parikshit as he heard about them from his predecessors. He explained these facts 5,000 years ago, but the knowledge existed long, long before, because Sukadeva Goswami received it through disciplic succession. Because this knowledge is accepted through the disciplic succession, it is perfect. The history of modern scientific knowledge, on the contrary, does not go back more than a few hundred years. Therefore, even if modern scientists do not accept the other factual presentations of Srimad Bhagavatam, how can they deny the perfect astronomical calculations that existed long before they could imagine such things? There is so much information to gather from Srimad Bhagavatam. Modern scientists, however, have no information of other planetary systems, and indeed are hardly conversant with the planet on which we are now living. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakhyurinmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namang Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschati Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So in this fifth canto, specially in this chapter, where the structure of the universe is described, by reading this, the verse itself is so difficult to recite that most of the time we are not reciting it. It is in prose form also, and very difficult. Not only the verse itself is difficult, the matter is so difficult, it cannot enter to our heads, go beyond our. Actually, Prabhupada is pointing out about the modern scientists that they have no information and they cannot understand. Indeed, he says, indeed, they have no knowledge about the planet where we are living. No knowledge about this also. And forget about the whole universe, universal structure. But one thing we can understand when I was reading this verse, very specifically Sukadeva Goswami is pointing out about the Lokaloka mountain, that Ishwarena Vihita. Though Lokaloka mountain, the name itself says the Aloka and Aloka. This mountain is in the border. In both sides there is large area. And one area is Aloka and the other area is Aloka. There is no light, full dark, and other area is light. The lighted area is called Aloka, no light area is called Aloka. So that's why the mountain which is in the border, in between the dark and light, it is called Lokaloka. So Krishna, when he is creating this universe, is so perfect, so scientific, that he established this mountain in the proper place, in the proper situation, that the planets where living entities are there, they should get proper amount of sun rays and moon rays and all the other light also. And those who are no living entities, no need of light. So that's why he put a border line there. And put a mountain there. He created a mountain and established there in the border. So now the question arises, Krishna has created this mountain and established there. Yes. So how long it is? How big it is? So then they are saying, Jasmat, starting from the sun planet up to Dhruva planet, all the luminaries, including sun, moon, etc., etc., everybody cannot go beyond that mountain. All their lights coming, rays coming out from them, that will remain within this universe, distributed properly. They can't go outside. It is so high, even more higher than the Dhruva Loka. It is so high. It is said Dhruva Loka is another extension of Vaikuntha Loka. But even Krishna can create more height, a mountain, Lokaloka Parbat, which is more height than Dhruva Loka, just to distribute the sun and moon rays to the living entities perfectly. So that is the arrangement of Krishna. Ishwarena Vihita. So just by this word we can understand. Many scientists and many people, those who are reading Shastra, they are saying, no, how can God is there? How do we believe? Where is God? Can you show me? Are Baba, you cannot see God. So why God can come before you? What qualification you have to see him? But still you want to know about the God, the proof you want. Every day morning you are seeing the sun. Without seeing sun, there is no day. Without seeing, day starts with sun. So every day you are starting your day with the sun. So how the sun is getting this power? What is sun? In Brahma Samhita it is said, Jachakhyuresa savita sakala grahanang raja samasta suramurti asesa teja jasya gyaya bhramati samvruta kala chakro govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. Jachakhyu eva savita. Savita, the sun planet, is considered as the eyes of the Lord. Through that sun and moon, he is seeing us. Jachakhyu resa savita. Sakala grahanang raja is the king of all the planets. Raja samasta suramurti asesa teja. It is such a powerful. The rays are so powerful rays. And jasya gyaya bhramati samvruta kala chakra, by the order of the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only the sun, all the grahas, the whole graha chakra, they are moving in their orbit. So this is Govindam. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also telling in Purushottama Yoga, jada jat aditya gata tejang ಜಗತ್ ಭಾಸೆತ್ ಅಖಿಲಂ ಜತ್ ಚಂದ್ರಮಸಿ ಜಚ್ಚಾಗ್ನೋ ತತ್ ತೇಜೋ ವಿಧಿಮಾಮಕಂ. ದಟ್ ದಿ ಸನ್, ದಿ ಸ್ಪ್ಲೆಂಡರ್ ಇಮಾನೇಟ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಸನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇರಾಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ವಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಸನ್. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ರೌಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಬೇಕಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಅನೆಸ್ಟ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅನೆಸ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್? ಓನ್ಲಿ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್. ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್, ಬಿ ಅನೆಸ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್, ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಸಮ್ ಜೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ದೇವ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ದ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ವೇ ಟು ಲೀವ್, ಟು ಬಿ ಎ ಅನೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಟು ಬಿ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಟು ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ ದಿಮ್, ಡೂ ಯು ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನೆಸ್ಟಿ? ಸೊ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸೇ ಅನೆಸ್ಟಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಚಿಟಿಂಗ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಪೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಬಿಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ರೈಟ್ ಟೈಮ್, ರೈಟ್ ಅಮೌಂಟ್. ಲೈಕ್ ಇಲೆಕ್ಟ್ರಿಸಿಟಿ ಬಿಲ್, ಐ ನೇವರ್ ಎವರ್ ಡೂ ಎನಿ ಹಚ್ಪಚ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದಿ ಬಿಲ್, ದಿ ಮೀಟರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್, ಐ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಪೇ ಇನ್ ರೈಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸೊ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅನೆಸ್ಟ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿ ಹಚ್ಪಚ್. ಸೊ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಎಮ್, ಓಕೆ, ದಿಸ್ ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಇಲೆಕ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ ಲೈಟ್, ದಿ ಬಿಲ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ರೈಟ್ ಅಮೌಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ರೈಟ್ ಟೈಮ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದಿ ಅನೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸೊ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಟ್, ಇಲೆಕ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ ಲೈಟ್, ವೆನ್ ಇ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಹೌಸ್? ನೋ, ವೆನ್ ಐ ಬಿಲ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಹೌಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಐ ಅಪ್ಲೈ, ಐ ಡಿಪಾಸಿಟ್ ದಿ ಮನಿ, ದೆನ್ ಐ ಗಾಟ್ ದಿ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಎ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಪಾಸಿಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮನಿ ಟು ವೇರಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ದಿ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ? ನೋ, ನೌ ಡೇಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಪವರ್ ಕಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಫಿಕ್ಸ್. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್, ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್. ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಪುಟ್ ಎ ಇನ್ವರ್ಟರ್, ಜನರೇಟರ್, ದೀಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೀಸ್. ವಿ ಕಾಂಟ್ ಫೇತ್, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಫೇತ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಲೆಕ್ಟ್ರಿಸಿಟಿ ಕನೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟೀಲ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಾಂಟ್ ಸಪ್ಲೈ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ರೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ರೈಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದಿ ಅನೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸೊ ಸರ್, ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ದೀಸ್ ಇಲೆಕ್ಟ್ರಿಸಿಟಿ ಲೈಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸಮ್ ಡೇಸ್ ಎಗೋ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ವೇರಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್? ಬಟ್ ದಿ ಲೈಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ಬಾರ್ತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟೀಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡೆತ್, ಕನ್ಸ್ಟಾಂಟ್, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪವರ್ ಕಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ನೋ ಡಿಪಾಸಿಟ್, ನೋ ವೇರಿಂಗ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್. ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ವೇರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಿಟ್, ವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ಡರ್, ವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ವೇರ್. ನೋ ಇಲೆಕ್ಟ್ರಿಷಿಯನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಇಟ್. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಬಲ್ಬ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್. ಹೌ ದಿ ಇಲೆಕ್ಟ್ರಿಷಿಯನ್ ಫಿಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಹುಚ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡರ್, ಇನ್ ಹುಚ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ವೇರಿಂಗ್? ನೋಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ. ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ದಿ ಬಲ್ಬ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಔಟ್. ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ. ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಟಿಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಬಾರ್ತ್ ಟು ಡೆತ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಕನ್ಸ್ಟಂಟ್ಲಿ. ಡೂ ಯು ಎವರ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಟು ಪೇ ದಿ ಬಿಲ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್? ನೋ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪೇ ದಿ ಬಿಲ್. ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಲೈಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್? ದಿ ಸನ್, ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಬಲ್ಬ್ ನಾ, ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಬಲ್ಬ್ ಇಲ್ಯುಮಿನೇಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ರೂಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ರೂಮ್, ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಬಿಗ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಜುಮರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಲೈಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೀಲ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಎನಫ್ ಲೈಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಬಲ್ಬ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎ ಪವರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಶಾರ್ಟೇಜ್, ವಿದೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಪವರ್ ಕಟ್. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಲೈಟ್, ಹೀಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೆನಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಲೈಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆಲ್ ಎಂಟಿಟೀಸ್, ದಿ ಸನ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪೇಡ್ ಯೆಟ್. ವಾಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಿ? ನನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಫಾದರ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯೆಟ್ ಪೇಡ್. ಇಫ್ ದಿ ಬಿಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಪೇ ಇಟ್? ದಿ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಂಟ್ ಸಪ್ಲೈ ಆಫ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ. ಓ, ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಸಪ್ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್. ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಆಮ್. ಜದಾ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಗತಂ ತೇಜಂ ಜಗತ್ ಭಾಸೆತ್ ಅಖಿಲಂ, ಹೋಲ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀ. ಜದಾ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ಗತಂ ತೇಜಂ ಜಗತ್ ಭಾಸೆತ್ ಅಖಿಲಂ, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸನ್, ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಮೂನ್. ದಿ ಸನ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ವೆರಿ ಹಾಟ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹಾಟ್ ಸನ್ ಲೈಟ್. ಓಕೆ, ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಕೂಲ್ ಲೈಟ್, ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅರೇಂಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್. night time moon, the cooling white light, this is yellow light, the white light of the moon, who is supplying? Krishna is telling, not only the sun, the light in the moon too. Jada adityam adam tejam jagat bhaset akhilam jat chandramasi, also the moon, I am supplying the light. Jat chandramasi jat agno, what about the sun and moon? Every day we are eating food and this, that, the fire. From where the fire is getting the power to light and heat? Jatcha agno. Krishna is telling three things, in sun, in moon and fire. The so-called splendor and the power, I am supplying it. You rascal, you don't know, read Bhagavad Gita and get the information that from where it is coming. I am supplying it and I never ask a bill for you. And even you are getting so much help the whole life. Without that you cannot live. And without paying the bill, at least we should be thankful to Lord, na? Oh, you are helping us so much. I really want to thank you. I can't give you anything, neither you are asking. But from my side, at least I should be grateful. But you are so ungrateful that you don't want to thank Lord, you don't want to thank Lord also, and do anything, any worship, nothing, and you are thinking you are honest. We are the supermost dishonest person because we are so ungrateful. And Krishna, though he is not asking any payment, but he is asking something. In Bhagavad Gita, he is demanding, man mana bhava, mad bhakta bhava, mad yaji, mad namaskuru. These four things he is asking again and again. You are not doing it and thinking that you are honest. The supermost is honest person. If somebody is not glorifying Krishna, if somebody is not worshipping Krishna, if somebody is not serving Krishna, this is the dishonesty. So not only the sun and moon, okay, without light, sunlight or moonlight we may exist. Forget that. Then Krishna is telling, Gama Vishyach Bhutani Dharayami Aham Ojasa. The planet where we are staying, Gama Vishyach Bhutani, because the whole planet is in its orbit, because I am there. I enter into the planet. Gama Vishyach Bhutani Dharayami Aham Ojasa, in my power. And we are all making big, big buildings, this, that, on this planet. And we don't know how this planet is sustaining. Krishna says, I am there. Dharayami aham ojasa. Not only that, pushnami cha osadhi sarvaha. All these minerals, all these from the trees and flowers and fruits, all these things we are getting, this is also supplied by Krishna. Anyway, we can stay without eating, without drinking, we may stay for some time. But the air, every second we need for breathing, this is not our production. It is not produced by any factory. No, from where it is coming? So all the supplies, the needs in every second of our life, we are getting from him. And still we are saying, no, who is Ishwar? We don't know. You are all wasting your time serving him and chanting him and worshipping him. If somebody is telling like that, he is the dishonest person. So ungrateful. At least he should be thankful to Krishna. Without this, there is no life. Life cannot exist without the help of Krishna. In so much so, we are getting help. Here in universal structure, it is said that the universe is arranged and constructed in such a way that we can live nicely. If the Lokaloka mountain was not established there, then forget, the sun rays were not distributed properly, though even the sun is there. So Krishna is not making the wiring. This is the wiring, that the ball should be fit in that place only. Then the light should be properly distributed. And if the light will go beyond that, there is no need. All light should come here. So there is a screen, there is a stop point. So all these arrangements Krishna is making. Ishwarena vihita. by the supreme will of Krishna. So just if we understand the supreme will of Krishna, then our life will be success. We have to devote whole our energy to that supreme will, because that supreme will only maintains us, sustains us, and supplies us everything we need. So only our duty, if our really grateful, then we have to surrender to that supreme will and try to serve it. That should be a honest person should do. If somebody is not doing, then he is the dishonest, the ungrateful person. So whole the universal structure, by reading that we can at least understand that, see how Krishna is manifesting and arranging the universe in such a way that we can lead a nice life. And still we are thinking that we are so and so. What knowledge and what understanding we have. Even if we are staying here for more than 50 years, we cannot say what is the length and breadth of this house, what to speak of this area, of the district and the country and the universe. The house we are living whole life, we cannot tell what is the length and breadth and weight of that house. And we are staying here whole life. And here we are getting information about the length and breadth and the arrangements and structure of universe. So just we can understand by this example that how Krishna is so merciful to us, how he is the real maintainer, and how much we should be indebted to him. If the whole life we will try to serve non-stop to him, then we cannot also repay him. We cannot repay. And we are at least, sometimes we are thinking, we can, 2 hours is enough. We are very senior, sincere devotee. At least in 24 hours, even 2 hours. If you try to think in comparison to this arrangement he has made for us, what we are doing for him? What we are doing? If you say no, he is not asking. He is asking. He is always waiting for you. What? Man mana bhava. Please engage your mind in me. Please be my devotee. Offer obeisances to me. Worship me. These are the bills he is giving. But we have not paid yet, and we are not thinking to pay yet. And we are thinking, oh, I am such an honest person. What a rogue. So, by reading this universal structure, not only we can become struck with wonder that how Krishna is arranging in such a big scale, in universal scale, universal structure. Even if we are making a small house, after making house 10 times, making and breaking, still it is not perfect. So much imperfect. And he has made once for all. That's it. That's it. And you may take few hundred lifetimes to understand the structure. May not be able to even understand this. In few hundred lifetimes, what kind of engineering knowledge there? Just make it in proper things, in proper place, and we cannot understand. We cannot understand it. Sometimes one person asks me, sir, can you say me one question I want to know? What? He's a peculiar man, ask a peculiar question to me. He said, why we have this ear cover? We are hearing Shruti, the Sravana Indriya is the whole. If these two things were not there, then we also could hear the things. The sound is going inside through the hole. Then why these two things say that is not looking good? Why Krishna had made these two things extra? Because the hearing is going through the hole. The hole should be there. So why these things, two things there? Then I could not find any answer. Then I asked only thing, because sometimes I am speaking the spec. I said, because we cannot see after some days, so we have to use the spec. So if this is not there, where we put the hole, nail here or what? How the spec will stay there? So he knows that you need a spec, and for this advance arrangement is there. You have to feel so much grateful to him. He is so thinking so much advanced for us that to make this that super arrangement that you have to use your spec, it will be there in perfectly fit there. Isn't it? Otherwise, what is in it? So Krishna is so kind and so merciful, and everything he is making and he did is so perfect and so scientific that it is beyond our logic and beyond our understanding. We have to only accept it. There is no way of logic and argument, no question of argument. You have to accept it, no way. Now some scientists now also coming to the point, yes, something is there. Without something, nothing can happen. So they are coming to the point, but the scientists are coming to the point, the so-called religious people, they are reading the scripture, speaking the scripture, and they are telling there is no Lord. Even if some Lord is there, this is a power. There is no form, no hand, no mouth, no figure, nothing. No qualities, nothing. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, Veda Namaniya Baudha Haila Nastik. The Buddhists, they have no knowledge of Vedic information. So they are Nastik. Okay, they don't know the knowledge. They have not read the Vedic scripture. So they are Nastik. They are supposed to be. That's not a big deal. But Veda Maniya, the reading the scripture, Vedic philosophy, very nicely, we have great understanding. They are going through Sanskrit grammar, this, that, the whole life they are spending for understanding the Vedic scripture. And after understanding, they are realization, the understanding, there is no Lord. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Veda Namaniya Baudha Haila Nastik, Veda Maniya Mayavadi Tahate Adhik. They are even worse than the Buddhist. Buddhists are saying because that they have no knowledge of Vedic scripture. But these people, they are reading the Vedic scripture whole life and they are giving their understanding. The Lord is Nirakar, Nirgun, Sunya. This is the supreme power of the Maya of the Lord. Yes, this also, how they can say like that? Because this is the power of Maya. Krishna is so, I cannot bring a word for him. Yes, is avarnaniya. You cannot imagine, you cannot make any word for Krishna. But his power is in such a way that if you want to forget Krishna, he will help you in such a way, you are going to forget him. Every day you will get all information, all logic, all argument, how to forget him. If you want to remember Krishna, you will get all logic, information, arguments, evidence to remember him. He is in such a position. You read the scripture, if you have dvesha to Krishna, then all the evidence you will get, how to hate him. All the evidence you will get. And if you have faith and love for Krishna, you read any scripture, you will get all the evidence which help you in this regard. So Krishna is there looking both hands, okay. Even if we do whatever, abusement, hate or whatever, forget, if 10 billion blind man, they will sign a petition. All of them they sign, 10 billion sign, and they declare there is no sun and moon. We are not seeing it. Finish it. We are not going to accept. So do you think that even you have a 10 billion sign in on the paper, it will be accepted? There is no sun and moon? They are blind. What is the use of their declaration? Useless. Like that, we are so-called, thinking we are so-called intelligent or scientist or whatever. If we cannot understand Krishna merely without reading any scripture, just by seeing your life, how you are living every day, just by seeing it, if you cannot understand, then we are useless. Our so-called knowledge, understanding, everything is useless. Krishna's arrangement is so perfect that even we come to existence when we take birth, before that he is making arrangement that when this newborn baby will come, he will started crying. So he wants some food. He cannot eat rice, dal, chapati. So what? Neither father nor mother they knows why the baby is crying, what he needs. They cannot create in milk. But Krishna, converting the blood into milk and making a so perfect arrangement in the breast, the bottle, the nipple, the milk, proper protein, everything is arranged in proper place and proper time. Just the mother will take the child in his lap and it is there. The bottle, nipple, milk is everything fit there. This arrangement is done advanced before the boy comes and till he needs. Just by, if you try to understand this, how it is happening, just by understanding this only fact, we have to be grateful, so much grateful to Krishna. How he is maintaining each and every entity. And he is so thoughtful, he is so caring, that before the entity comes, he is making the arrangement, advanced arrangement. Suppose when we are going somewhere, we are making a phone call, advanced booking, advanced reservation room, that I will not get any trouble. So similarly, Krishna is making all advanced arrangement that we should not have any trouble. Still, if we cannot understand, this is about us only, how we are living, how we are eating. What about eating? I forget. In the same verse in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, Ahang vaishvanaro bhutva praninang deham asrita pranapana samajuktang pachami annang chaturvidham. What about sun, moon and fire and all these things? About the vegetables and all that? Forget. You are eating every day at least 3 times a day. You don't have power to digest it. I am becoming the fire. Ahang vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham asrita. I am entering each and every entity. Becoming the fire, helping in their digestion. We have no power to eat and digest even. No. And Krishna is helping. In every respect, in every inch of our life, we are getting help of Krishna. Without his help, forget. We cannot live for a second even. Still, we are telling, there is no Lord. What? Why you are doing? Misusing your time. What is that? If we really try to sincerely think of it, then we can understand what a ungrateful we are. If we engage whole life 24 hours a day, still it is very, very less to glorify him. He is so much caring, so much merciful, and doing so much for us. But he is asking only nothing. No payment, nothing. Be my devotee. It is not very hard. You don't need any investment. Sometimes you know, I can do it, but it is very costly. And there is no cost involvement here. No, I can do it, but it is very laborious. There is no labor involvement here. We are giving our mind to each and everybody except Krishna. Krishna is asking only, no. Give the mind to me. If you want to success in your life, then do only that. Only by that activity, you will achieve your success in your life. And if we try the whole life to do that exercise, we may success, we may not success. But if you try to do, Krishna knows, that we are so rascal that we cannot complete also, we cannot do it. But if you try to do, he will help how to do it and how to complete it. He is not only telling to do, he is helping us how to do. And if you try to really do it, then he will supply the energy how to complete it. He is doing everything. But still, we are thinking that we are something. So just by reading this pages in fifth canto, especially in this chapter, the structure of the universe, we can understand what we are, how we are, who we are, what is our position. If we understand ourselves, our position, our identification, then we will immediately try to surrender fully to the Supreme. That's it. That's why, though Parikshit Maharaj was about to die, the death notification was just there. Already 3-4 days passes. Fifth canto means already 2 days must be over. Only 5 days left over for his final breath. And why Sukadeva Goswami is telling, giving the information about the Lokaloka mountain, this, that, all the structure of the universe? He's going to die within 4-5 days. No, this is needed. We know Krishna is great. Krishna's greatness everybody knows. But how he is great? That also we should know. If you know how, in which way he is great, and how and which way we are not great, then our relation will start. Our relation will build up. Then we will have a sambandha. Then we will understand what to do, why to do. So all these things, these are the essences. That's why Prabhupada is pointing out, and he started abusing to the scientists. Scientists, they are confusing us. Not only scientists, many other those who are reading the scripture, they are also confusing more about us, more to us. Yes. It is so clear from the scripture. It is so clear from the practical example of our loving. It is so clear from the universal structure. It is so clear for each and everything that exists in the universe. If we try to understand a small thing, then we can understand, oh, what a proper scientific arrangement God has made. Just I'm telling one thing. You like to eat honey? Everybody likes na, pure honey. Can any scientist, can any very capable person make honey? Honey is coming from the flower, the essence of the flower, isn't it? There is a nice tree, so many fresh flowers are there. Good looking, fragrant, colorful flowers. One bee, honey bee will go. He has not given any entrance, not studied in any college, no faculty, nothing. He has not gone to school, no ABCD, nothing. He is going, within few minutes you will sit on the flower, without making here and there, you will not take the flower out of the tree, not making any adjustment or any here and there, just sit down, within few minutes you will suck the essence, and if you taste it, so nice, fragrant sweet honey, and we so called capable person will say, oh, can you make some honey from this, not one flower, take few flowers, then first thing will go and take all the flowers out of the tree, pluck it away, and then we have no way how to do it. We will put in grinding machine, grind it, finish it, and take the juice out of it, and take the juice, put in your mouth, oh, bitter. That is our capability. That we can do. But here is no grinding machine, nothing. How he can bring the essence out of the flower? If you have brain intelligence, try to think. That is the creation. That is the arrangement of Krishna. A small bee, he has given that particular power, a particular syringe, that if that syringe will be there, without making any kind of disturbance, any adjustment, he can take the pure honey, fragrant honey, out of it. None else can do it. If he can give that super intelligent superpower to a small bee, with that only you can understand what a perfect arrangement, what kind of thing. And if you think why he gave to only bee, why not to us? Yes, if you try to understand, you can understand, so why you didn't give to us also? Everything there is perfect arrangement and science behind it. We may not understand, or we may understand. If we understand, luckily, then we will devote whole our life to glorify Him. That's only we have to, that is only our business, to glorify Him. Everything He is doing. Prakrute kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasah ahankara vimudatma karta aham iti manyate. Krishna is also chastising us. You are vimudatma, visesamudha, not only rascal, best rascal, vimudatma. But still, we are atma rascal, we are still saying, oh, I am the doer. I am the doer. Even if we are getting so much chastisement, still we don't have any understanding. And some people, they are writing so many articles and bhashya, purport of the Bhagavad Gita. In India, it is around more than 500 purports of Bhagavad Gita available, bhashyas available. And if you go through it, maybe more than 450 commentaries, they are saying there is no law. They are not accepting the existence of the law. So bogus. And they are considered the very, very scholarly persons. Very, very learned persons. What is the use of that scholar they are learning? If you understand these mere things. So this is what Krishna can regulate. He is inside us. He is telling in sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He is inside each and every living entity, sitting hridi sannivishta in the heart. What is doing inside the heart? Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He has the regulator. He is regulating the remembrance and the forgetfulness. If you want to remember, then we'll put the regulator accordingly. If you want to forget, you will do that too. Matta smritir jnanam apohanancha. Vedaisya sarve ahameva vedyo. This, all this Vedic scripture, Vedic knowledge, if somebody minutely, very strictly read all this Vedic scripture, then only Krishna to be understood, nothing else. Vedaisya sarve aham eva vedyo. Vedanta krut, I am the compiler of Veda also. Vedavit, I am the knower of the Veda. And still we are saying, I am Vedavadi. And what is your understanding? There is no Lord. Oh, such a bogus thing. And some people are worshipping them. This is also farce. And this, why this is happening? Because this is the Maya of Krishna. This is the power of the Maya. This is also so wonderful arrangement. This is also perfect arrangement. If you want to forget me, I will make all perfect arrangement for you. You will go away from me. So, but the Bhagavat is Amal Puran. You read Bhagavat from any canto, any page, any verse, anywhere, you will get a concrete proof the how Krishna is there. And how he is helping you, how without him nothing can be happen. Always, every page, every word of Bhagavatam, this proof is there. So if we read Bhagavatam and we can understand this thing, then it's also we cannot understand Bhagavatam. So whether you take the subject of structure of universe or any help up to the devotees or any nice stories or this or that, whatever, in every stanza, in every word, only these things is there. How Krishna is the supreme power, he is everywhere and he is all in all. And what we should do? Only ask to serve him, glorify him. That's it. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comment? Granthra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki.